Random House Audio presents Joseph Anton, A Memoir, by Salman Rushdie, read for you by Sam Dastor, with a prologue read by the author. To my children, Zafar and Milan, and their mothers, Clarissa and Elizabeth, and to everyone who helped. And by that destiny to perform an act whereof what's past is prologue, what to come in yours and my discharge. William Shakespeare, The Tempest.
Prologue, The First Blackbird. Afterwards, when the world was exploding around him and the lethal blackbirds were massing on the climbing frame in the school playground, he felt annoyed with himself for forgetting the name of the BBC reporter, a woman, who had told him that his old life was over and a new, darker existence was about to begin. She had called him at home, on his private line, without explaining how she got the number. "How does it feel," she asked him, "to know that you have just been sentenced to death by the Ayatollah Khomeini?" It was a sunny Tuesday in London, but the question shut out the light. This is what he said without really knowing what he was saying. "It doesn't feel good." This is what he thought. "I'm a dead man." He wondered how many days he had left to live, and thought the answer was probably a single-digit number. He put down the telephone and ran down the stairs from his workroom at the top of the narrow Islington Row house where he lived. The living room windows had wooden shutters, and absurdly, he closed and barred them. Then he locked the front door. It was Valentine's Day, but he hadn't been getting on with his wife, the American novelist.